This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli warplanes have struck parts of the Gaza Strip in relentless bombardment Saturday, including some of the dwindling slivers of land Palestinians have been told to evacuate to in the territory south. The latest strikes came after the United States vetoed a UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, despite it being backed by the vast majority of UN Security Council members. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres deployed the rarely used Article 99 of the UN Charter this week to seek a ceasefire to prevent what he says is a catastrophe with a potentially irreversible impact on the Palestinian people and the entire Middle East. Robert Wood, the U.S. Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations, spoke Friday.
We do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire. This would only plant the seeds for the next war because Hamas has no desire to see a durable peace.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 350 people were killed in the enclave in 24 hours, bringing the total Palestinian death toll to more than 17,000 people. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Current and former U.S. officials report the Biden administration has asked Congress to approve the sale of 45,000 shells for Israel's Merkava tanks in the offensive against Hamas in Gaza. The potential sale is worth more than $500 million and is under informal review by the Senate Foreign Relations and House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committees. It is not part of President Joe Biden's $110.5 billion supplemental package request that lumps funding for Ukraine and Israel together. Finland's Supreme Court has blocked the extradition of a Russian neo-Nazi to Ukraine where he is wanted on terrorism charges. Jan Petrovsky is suspected of participating in a terrorist organization in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Campaigning for the 2024 U.S. presidential election is well underway. Most of the attention so far is on the current Democratic Party incumbent, President Joe Biden, and the president he defeated in 2020, Donald Trump. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
Half of the Republican Party's likely voters tell pollsters they still support Trump over his primary challengers. Most of the other candidates for the Republican nomination have limited their criticism of Trump. That strategy is in line with polls finding that while the party's base is open to an alternative to the former president, that does not include someone who is anti-Trump. President Biden faces only token opposition from other Democrats and is campaigning largely on his economic record. Polls show that many voters, including Democrats, question how effective a leader Biden might be by the end of a second term when he would be 86 years old. Trump and Biden both say they're running to save America from the existential threats posed by the other. Steve Herman, VOA News.
At the UN Climate Summit, known as COP28 in Dubai, conferees are working towards a Tuesday deadline to reach an agreement on action to address climate change. Delegates at the meeting Saturday were still reacting to a letter leaked to the media in which the leader of the powerful oil cartel OPEC wrote to member countries earlier this week, urging them to block any language that would phase out or phase down fossil fuels. The letter drew anger from activists in the High Ambition Coalition, a broad group of nations ranging from Barbados to France. The European Union's climate commissioner said it firmed up the EU's resolve to directly address the use of fossil fuels.
I want this COP to mark the beginning of the end of fossil fuels. It's not just words. It's what science demands and what our kids deserve.
A federal judge has prohibited separating migrant families at the U.S. border for 8 years. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The decision bars the separation of families at the border for purposes of deterring immigration for 8 years. The ruling preemptively blocks resumption of a lightning rod Trump-era policy the former president hasn't ruled out if voters return him to the White House next year. Judge Dana Sabra, appointed by President George W. Bush, tentatively approved a court settlement between the Justice Department and families represented by the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU says no one formally objected, clearing the way to end the case nearly 7 years after it was filed. Under the Trump administration, the policy separated more than 5,000 children from parents who were arrested for illegally entering the country. I'm Norman Hall.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.